If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7, begin at verse 1. And the Bible says in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all this in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused these to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days are fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." You pray for me tonight. My throat's about gone. This old bronchitis has about got me down. But I want to preach tonight for just a little bit, if the Lord will help me, on the blessings we receive, the blessings we receive, and how we appreciate them, and how we appreciate them. As we know, we come out of revival. We've been in a week, and God's met with us, and God's touched, and God's done some wonderful things. But as we look at the Word of God here, and we see old King David, and we've seen how God had magnificently blessed him, God had established him and put him on the throne of the nation of Israel. God had raised him up and God had prospered him. If you go back to chapter 6, you see David as he went down and he got the ark and he brought it up to Jerusalem. He brought the ark of God, the ark of the covenant, brought it up to the house of God. Amen. Got it up to the place of God's people into Jerusalem. And David came into Jerusalem. The Bible says, a leaping and a praising God, a thanking him for what he'd done, magnifying his name, kind of like we did last week in the meeting, just thanking God, praising God, amen, just looking for him, thanking him for blessing us and helping us and giving us that that he had for us at that time. But in that time when he come into the city, there was some opposition. The opposition came from his own wife. She met him and says, "Ain't you something?" Hey, you know the story, you remember? She said, "Ain't you something? You're up there dancing." He said, you've done got naked in front of the people. In other words, what he had done, he took off his royal robes and laid them down. And he said, "Praise God, I'm nothing but a servant of God. Glory be to God." And she said she disdained him in her heart. And praise God, because of that, she was barren all of her days. But there was opposition right after joy. I want to say, youngins, we need to keep our eyes open, because we blessed last week. week. God's been blessing for several weeks. But the devil will try to fight us. The devil will try to come in. The devil will try to infiltrate. The devil will try to come in your life. And Brother Rex done said this evening, you people ain't been in it very long. You young people, praise God, just stay in the fight and look for the devil. And just be ready. Keep your armor on. Keep the word girded about you. And be ready to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Every day of your life. Never give up. And never give in. Amen. Amen. Just stay in the fight. But old King David, he brought the ark up into Jerusalem. And God allowed him to build him a house. And David built him a house, a magnificent palace of cedars. I mean, he built a wonderful place for him to dwell. And I can see that in my mind's eye, old King David, amen, the blessings of God, he recognized them and realized them. And God just keeps blessing and blessing. And David said, well, Lord, listen, the Lord's blessed me so much. He said he set me in his house, and he said he'd give me a rest round about. He said that God's raised me up, and he give me a place to live, and he give me rest from my enemies. Amen. He said, boy, I'm just blessed beyond measure. Yeah. That's what, praise God, and we ought to just praise God for that. Amen. Amen. God blesses, God helps us. He said, but there's a battle on the forefront. There's always enemy. There's always something that's going to come up. And David tells Nathan, he said, hey, listen, Nathan. He said, I dwell in a house of cedar. He said, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Amen. So David, now notice his unselfishness here. David says, wait a minute, Nathan. He said, something ain't right here. He said, God's blessed me. He's helped me. He's set me up. He said, I know where God brought me from. I know what God's done for me. And he said, I want to be a blessing. I want to be of use to God. I want to build him a place, a special place for God here in Jerusalem. And Nathan the prophet. Now notice what takes place here. Nathan the prophet, he says to the king, go, do all that's in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And the Lord was. The Lord is with thee. The Lord had been with David. He had never left him, and he had never forsook him. He was always there all the time. In every instance, praise God, when David needed him, the Lord was there to fight the adversary. Amen. To keep the enemy off of him. Amen. He was always there, and he was always right on time. And Nathan said, well, hey, you know, the Lord's been with you this far. Praise God, David, if that's what's on your heart, just go ahead and do it. Amen. The Lord's with you. This is one time a little prophet was wrong. Amen. The little man of God was wrong. You say, well, preacher, I thought a prophet would never. No. Hey, listen, he said, David said, you go ahead and do it. But I want to say it quick, fast, in a hurry. God corrected him. Yeah. That little prophet got out of there. He went home, pillowed his head. Hey, praise be to God. And he had no more laid down till God says, hey, Nathan. Hey, buddy. We got to talk. Amen. He said, we got to talk a little bit. He said, you told King David he could do something that I ain't okayed yet. Amen. Amen. He said that ain't in my program. Amen. You're jumping ahead of schedule just a little bit, fella. He said, hey, that came to pass that night. Now God didn't wait to, you know, that's the way God is. He don't wait 2 or 3 weeks to show us that something's trying to creep up in our life, some kind of error's trying to come in our life. He does it right away if you're a child of God. Amen. He'll get your attention right fast. He'll show you, say, hey, wait a minute, that ain't the way I want you to go. Boy, that's why we got to be mindful of the Lord. Amen. We got to look and be looking and seeking His will for our lives. And he said, it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan saying, now notice God's correction here. He corrects this old prophet. He said, now Nathan said, go and tell my servant David. He said, now Nathan, you done told him it's okay. So now you're going to have to go back to him and you're going to have to tell him that it ain't okay. He said, I've got a different plan. Yeah. Can you imagine this little old servant of little old prophet? As he's there and the Lord's are telling me this, he said, oh goodness, I've messed up. I've made a mistake. He said, go and tell thy my servant David, thus saith the Lord God, shall thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Now that's a question. He said, hey, David said, should you build me a house? said, is it up to you, David, to build me a house? Amen. He says, is it up to you to build it? He said, I've built everything that you've had. I've built everything around you. He said, now you're going to try to build for me? He said, is it up to you to build for God Almighty? He said, can you really give me something of that kind of substance without me helping you? Amen. Now listen to what he says. He said, where is I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle? He said, hey, I've never needed nothing before. He said, I've always been satisfied. You know what he's been satisfied with? He's been satisfied just to be in the presence in the midst of the people. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad that he's a God of glory? Praise be to God. He's all right with you being in the midst of the people. Amen. We try to give him, but praise God, all he wants is us. All he wants to be in our presence. All he wants to do is be magnified and glorified and lifted up. Amen. Notice verse 7. He said, in all the places wherein I have walked, and with all the children of Israel spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? He said, I never asked you to build me a house. And he said, I never expected you to build me a house. He said, I never commanded you to build me a house. And he said, I never even suggested that you build me a house. Amen. He said, I was happy just to walk in the presence of the people. Praise God. Ever since I brought you up out of Egypt, that's all I've wanted to do is just be there with you and be there for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. What a God that is. I mean, a God of glory. He said, I don't need none of that. Amen. He said, I've got all the glory I need. He said, I just need to be with you. Well, glory be to God. What a Savior. What a God we have in Him. Amen. Amen. What a sovereign. Amen. He said, I don't need nothing. The world's God. He said, all I want is you. All I want to be is in the presence of people. Amen. He said, I've walked in tents. I've dwelled in tabernacles. He said, that's all I need. He said, I'm satisfied with what I've got. Amen. Now listen to what he says. He said, now he goes to, you'd think he would rebuke Dave. Oh, David, you know, because we looked at the God of the Old Testament, and we look at him, a lot of people look at God of the Old Testament as this big bully. He's a big, gruff, rough fella. He's a big, harsh God that's just wanting to constantly put pressure on us and lean on us, you know, to make us go in the right direction. But that ain't what he is. He speaks to Nathan here, and he tells Nathan this. He says, now therefore, so shalt thou say to my servant David. Now notice he keeps saying, my servant David. Amen? He said, he's my servant. He said, I love him. He said, there's a special relationship between me and David. And he said, you go and you tell David. Amen. Now I realize and I recognize he wants to do something for me. But he said, you say, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. See, I took thee from the sheepcote. He said, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. He said, go tell David, my servant. Now God, now notice how he does this in a loving way. He just brings it back to David's mind, just exactly what he was able to do, what he'd done for David. He said, David, you tell my servant David that I brought him up out of sheep. Said, I brought him up from shepherding the sheep to shepherd my sheep. Amen. He said, I brought him up and I established him. I'm the one that put him in power. I'm the one that made him ruler over this little nation. Amen. Said, I'm the one that done that. I know David knows it wasn't him. If we do anything, what I'm saying is, if we do anything, we do it because of what God allows us to. The reason we had revival, the reason we had a wonderful revival last week is because what God done. Because He stepped in, because He ran intervened, because He recognized our love for Him, because He recognized what we needed, and He supplied that need. Amen. Amen. He supplied that need. He said, hey, listen, all I needed you to do every night was just show up. Glory be to God. He said, I do the rest. He said, I'll take care. I supplied that need that you had. He said, I took you, as he said, David, I took you out of that sheep coat. I took you out of shepherd no sheep and said, I put you over my people. He said, I did that. Now listen to what he says. He said, and I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest. He said, when you was a running from old Saul down there in Gedi, he said, I was there with you. He said, when you was a hiding in those caves, he said, I was there with you. He said, hey, when you was in there, hey, now listen, En Gedi ain't a very big place. Hey, man, you could just about stand there and almost throw a rock across it if you had a real good arm. And David hid in those caves in En Gedi, him and 400 or 600 men at the end, and they go, King Saul couldn't find him. Now you think about that. Can you just imagine how much sign would be there from 600 people? I mean, hey, anybody's ever done any tracking, it wouldn't be hard to track 600 people. I don't care how good they were at covering their trail. Said, you know what God done? God put him in the clefts of those rocks, and he covered him over, and he said, hey, King Saul, why don't you look over there? Praise be to God. And old David was over here. He was heading a cleft of the rock, praise God. He was heading the Lord Jesus Christ. He was heading God Almighty. Amen. God said, I done that, David. I put you out. I established you. I give you a place to hide. I covered you. I watched over you. He said, now when the enemy's coming, he said, just pay attention. He said, I'll show you when they're coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight. He said, man, said, you don't even have to watch for them no more. He said, I've got them plumb out of sight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, that's what God can do. That's what God can do when we trust Him. That's what He's able to do. He said, I put them plumb out of sight. He said, you don't have to worry about them so much no more. He said, I done put them plumb out of the way. Praise God. Hey, listen, there's a lot of things I used to have as enemies. I used to have a lot of enemies, praise God, but God put them out of the way. They was things that this old flesh liked to do. They was things that this old flesh was led astray from or with. Praise God, God put those things out of the way. He put them out of my sight. I don't care about those things no more. I don't desire those things no more. Praise be to God, He gave me new unction from a holy God. Amen. He made a change in me, and He made a change in you. You're not that person you used to be. Praise God, those things that you used to look for and desire and long for, praise God, He puts them out of the way. And He gives you new longings. He gives you new desire. That's what He does. He said, I'm God. He said, I do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He said, I have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. He said, you've been named with the great. Hey, I want to say today, unequivocally, David, King David, is still named as a great man today. Amen. Even ungodly people know who King David was. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because God established him. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Well, we just got to let God establish us on the truth and just be vigilant and watch and let God do what God does for us. Amen. The God of glory that's on our side. The God of glory that establishes kingdoms. Amen. He raises them up and He brings them down. Amen. Glory be to God. But then notice He gives He's given right here, this is the Davidican covenant. Amen. A covenant that He makes with David. Praise the Lord. He lays it out here so that we can see it. And then He makes it. Now this is a future promise, verse 10. This is plumb into the future. This ain't happened yet. He says, moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own. I want to say that Palestine over there, it don't belong to the Palestinians. It belongs to Israel. Amen. The nation of Israel from beginning on past the borders of where Israel are now, that belongs to Israel. They've cut them down to 70 by 120 or whatever it is. But praise be to God, I want to say they own all the way to the river Euphrates. Amen. God doesn't give it to them. Amen. Glory be to God. And one day they'll receive that promise. Amen. And he says, He said, and they will move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. I think Brother Bill mentioned it this morning. He said that little nation of Israel is surrounded by enemy. I mean, Israel's got enemy on every hand. On every side, literally, there's an enemy wanting to devour, wanting to destroy that little nation of Israel. I mean, they're just right in there, just like a bunch of hungry lions, just waiting for an opportunity, an open door, so they can just run in there and destroy them. I'm talking about wipe them out. They want them annihilated off the face of the map. But God says, it ain't happening. Because I've got a remnant in the land. I've got a few in the land. I've got a few people, a few of my own, praise God, that's never bowed a knee to Baal. Amen. It stayed faithful to a holy God. And I'll stay faithful to them. So he makes them a promise. Glory be to God. Why should we be vigilant? Why should we keep watching? Why should we keep our guard up? Because God's made us some promises. Amen. God's made us some holy promises. Verse 11, he says, And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies. Amen. Now notice, he said, since the time that I appoint judges, he said, you've come on the scene. King Saul was set up and I took him down. He said, I made you a king and praise God, I've lifted you up. He said, I've given you rest in the land. He said, you don't have no enemies. Amen. No, in other words, he said, I made it where there's nobody that would even think about coming against you. He said, I've showed them that I was God. I've showed them the nation of Israel. I've showed them the power of your God. And he said, there's nobody that wants to rise up against you. You want me to tell you how to put down the adversary? Hey, praise God, just stand for God and do good before God and live for God. And praise God, He'll put down the adversary. He'll quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. Amen. Only God can do that. Amen. We can't do it, but He can. But now notice what takes place. This is the best part. I like this right here. Now David tried to do just a little bit. He said, hey, Lord, you blessed me so much. You allowed me to bring your ark up here. And I see that thing sitting over there in a tent. And he said, Nathan said, I'm just going to build God. I'm going to have to build God a house. I'm going to have to build God a place for God. And God says, David, I appreciate that, buddy. I appreciate the gesture. He said, I know you do it from your heart. I mean, he said, there's no unselfishness about it. You're just being very unselfish about it. You want to build me a place. And I appreciate that. I appreciate all that you want to do for me. I appreciate how you want to lift my name up. And he said, David, because you want to do that, because you want to give just a little bit to me, a little bit more, because you want to lift me up just a little bit more, because you want to make a place here in Jerusalem for me. He said, you know what I'm going to do, David? He said, I'm going to build you a house. Amen. Not the one that you're living in. He said, but I'm going to build you a house. I'm talking about a house that'll be forever. Amen. He said, and also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. He said, I'll build David a house. See, David had built him a house with the help of God. But God said, David, I'll build you a house. He said, I'm going to build you a house. And the house that I'll build you, it'll stand. I want to say tonight, if you're trying to build a home, if you're trying to have something within yourself, praise God, it won't stand. But if you build a house in God and God's in the house, He'll make it a home and it'll stand the test of time. Amen. If we just build a house in God and we let God build the house. He said, and when? Now listen to this. Yeah, you know, I wonder sometimes, before I go any further, I wonder why sometimes, why are there so many that's just poor and downtrodden? Amen. I wonder why it's not so much physically poor. We just don't feel like we've ever accomplished that we need to accomplish. I wonder if it's because we ain't ever just give to God like we ought to. I mean, just surrender to God. Just said, God, you know, I realize everything that I am, everything I have is yours. There's nothing that's mine. Everything is yours. And God, everything I have, you're just lending it to me for a little while. I wonder what happened if we just done like old King David and say, "Hey, Lord, okay, so you know everything's yours. I'm just going to give back to you." And boy, God just began to bless. Amen. That's what God does. That's what He done to old King David. And He said, "When thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers." Now He said, "David, when it's time for you to go out of here, amen, when it's time for you to close your eyes in death, listen to what He says. He said, "I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom." Amen. David said, "Hey, listen." He said, "I'm going to build a house." And said, "When you go out of here, when your life's finished," he said, "I'm going to raise up seed out of you, and I'm going to establish his kingdom." Amen. You talk about a prosperity in the land. He said, "I'm going to set up," he said, "David, I'm not only going to take care of you, but I'm going to set up generations to come for you in your name." I wonder what it'd be like, youngins, later on in life. Praise God, whenever we can stand up and somebody's come along and said, "Hey, you remember old such and such? You remember I used to sit on a pew at Stony Fork? Hey, was faithful members. Hey, loved the Lord. Hey, shouted and praised God. Well, this is their great-great-grandson over here. This is that great-great-granddaughter, praise God, that carried on the same line and still shouting and praising God and magnifying His name out to house of God, still faithful. Praise the Lord." God says, "That's what I want to do for you." He said, "I want to preserve your posterity in the land. I want to preserve you an inheritance, amen, in the land." And this is what He says, "And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish." Now this is God talking. He said, he's talking about Solomon. He said, "He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for just a little while." No. He said, "I'll establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Amen. Can you imagine old King David as Nathan's telling him this? Can you imagine as he's hearing this coming in, he's saying, "Wait a minute. Glory be to God. He's talking about me?" He said, "Well, Lord, I just wanted to do something good for you. I just wanted to, you know, make a good gesture for you, Lord." And the Lord says, "I realize what you want to do, David." And said, "Because you wanted to do good for me," he said, "I'm going to do good for you. I'm going to set up your throne, your kingdom, and it's going to be an everlasting kingdom." And he said, "Not only am I going to do that," he said, "David, but I love you so much. I appreciate what you want to do for me so much that I'm going to establish your throne." He said, "I'm going to establish that throne not for a day or 2 days, but that throne will be established forever throughout all eternity." He said, "What are you talking about, Pastor?" "I'm talking about the throne of David. That throne is still there. Amen. That throne is still there to be occupied. And one glorious day it will be. By the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. By the Lion of the tribe of Judah." Amen. Amen. He's going to come down. He's going to reign. He's going to set up his kingdom. Amen. He's going to reign on the throne of David. He's going to take his rightful place. He's going to establish. Now let me just say, he's going to establish his kingdom. Now we got people going around today that's saying, "Well, you know, we've got to establish the kingdom. And then the Lord's coming. We've got to establish the kingdom. We got to build the kingdom. And then the Lord's coming." I want to say, newsflash, we were never told to establish a kingdom. Matthew chapter 13, he said, "You know what we're supposed to do?" He said, "We're supposed to be sowers of the seed." Amen? He said, "We're sowers of the seed. We're to sow the seed." Now, we're the sowers. The seed's the Word of God. He said, "We're just sowers of the seed." Who's going to establish a kingdom? God is. God is. The Lord Jesus Christ is. He's going to establish the kingdom when He comes back. Amen. To rule and reign from the throne of David. Amen. There it is, full circle. Who's going to establish the kingdom? The Lord is. The Lord's going to build a kingdom. And the Lord's going to establish that kingdom. And He said, "We're just to be sowers of the seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a sower that went out to sow seed." Amen. Who's the sowers? Me and you, going into highways and hedges, sowing the seed, the Word of God, passing out wherever we go. Say, hey, you know about Jesus. You know what sowing the seed is, Jake? It's just saying, do you know Jesus? Well, He loves you. He cares for you. He died so you could get, so you could be saved. He died, but He didn't only die on the third day. He got up. He got up so that you can get up too. You can come up above your sin. You can rise up above the flesh. You can rise up above temptation. Praise God, if you get up with Jesus, hey, glory be to God, you can be saved. That's sowing the seed. Amen. That's telling them about the precious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God says, I'll do the rest. Praise the Lord. He said, we're just to be seed sowers. Amen. We just go out and sow the seed and let the world hear what God wants to do for them. He said, he told David, he said, hey, I don't need you to build me a house, but I appreciate the gesture. But you know what? What we got to do today, we got to just sow the seed. Amen. We got to just sow the seed. We're not busy about building the kingdom. We're not concerned about building the kingdom. God will take care of the kingdom. We're concerned about saving souls, about seeing souls saved, about getting the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to them so that they can make an informed decision. Amen. So that they can get in, so that they can one glorious day be a part of the kingdom. When we rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. Amen. The millennial reign. Amen. It's going to happen in a little while. Amen. The rapture could take place tonight. Hey, nothing else has to happen for the rapture to take place. Brother Chris, we could be out of here by morning. Praise the Lord. Be in the presence of the Lord. And in 7 years of tribulation that this world's never known is going to take place. And then the Lord's going to say, okay, that's over. We're going back. He said, that's enough. I've had enough. He said, we got to put an end to this. And he says, I'm going back. Who wants to go with me? Amen. Who wants to go with, who's got clean hands and a pure heart? Who wants to go with me? Who's going back? I've got a kingdom to establish. Amen. I've got a kingdom to establish. So I've got to rule and reign. Who wants to reign with me? Amen. Who wants to be partaker in the kingdom? See, we're not building the kingdom. We'll be part of the kingdom. Lord will establish the kingdom. We're just sowers of the seed. Saints of God wanting to get in and be partakers of what God's got for us. But under then, we got to be vigilant. Because I tell you, the way God meets with us here, the devil don't like it. You say, well, preacher, how do you know the devil don't like it? Because I know the devil don't like me. He fights me tooth and nail. Amen. Every day. He fights you. He don't want you here. Did you know that? The devil don't want you in the house of God. Because he knows this is where you're going to get hell. He knows this is where you're going to go strong, grow strong for the Lord. He knows this is where you're going to be fed. He knows this is where you're going to get your sustenance to fight against him. Why do you think the devil don't want you to be here? Because he knows what you'll get. He knows the fellowship. He knows the unity. He knows that'll make you strong for the Lord. And the devil don't want you to have that. He wants you to stay weak. He wants you to stay fit. He wants you to stay a little bitty babe in Christ. Amen. He wants you to stay on the milk. He don't want you to get on the meat of the Word. Because he don't want you to have that Christian maturity. Amen. But I say, like old King David, let's just do something for the Lord. Let's just magnify and glorify His name, and let's be vigilant. Let's keep a watchful eye. Because you know what the devil would like? Nothing. He'd like no better than to come in here after a meeting like we've had and take some little old bitty piddly something. Yep. And drive a wedge between us, Brother Bill, and divide us and split us up and tear this church right down the middle. Yep, the devil would like nothing better than that. But you know what? We're not going to let that happen because we're going to stay vigilant and we're going to love each other and we're going to hate the devil together, praise God, and go on for the glory of God. Amen. In the days ahead, till the Lord takes us out of here to be with Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. David, every time something good would happen to David, the old devil would try to throw up an obstacle. Yeah. He'll try to throw up some obstacles. Praise God, we've had a Holy Ghost revival. The devil ain't going to like it. He'll try his best to do some little something. Amen, to get an ought between you and your brothers or sisters. But praise be to God, you know what they'll do when the devil does that? You'll just grin real big and say, and just run, grab them around the neck, say, I love you. Amen. You talk about giving old devil a black eye.
Yeah.
Amen. Just run up and grab him around the neck and just say, I love you. Bless your heart. Amen. I love you. Lord God, devil can't do nothing with that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But we got to be vigilant, youngs. We got to be vigilant. We got to watch. We got to be vigilant of the devil and his ways. You youngins, go back to school. You go back to where you work. Jake, the old devil, he'll try to tempt you. He'll try to fight you. Amen. He don't want you to win. He don't want you to succeed. But I'll tell you a secret. Well, it's not a secret. It's open knowledge because it comes out of the Word of God. Greater is he that is in you than's in this world. Amen. You just got to let him fight the battle for you. We've got to let him fight the battle for you. And we've just got to stand for Jesus and have done all to stand.